With money needed to rebuild the Gulf Coast region, everyone is taking a closer look at government funding, and many are concerned that public arts and cultural institutions may feel the squeeze. Commentator Joseph C. Phillips says there's one way to ensure the survival of these things we treasure.
Everybody has his hand out. Uncle Sam takes his cut off the top, the mortgage company demands payment, the nerve, and the gas company isn't far behind. On Sundays, the church passes the collection plate, and there's hardly a Saturday afternoon when the local high school cheerleaders aren't holding a car wash. All this before I've put a slice of bread in my mouth or bought sneakers for my kids. Well, now I'm approaching friends and neighbors with my hand out, asking for donations. Not long ago, I joined the board of directors of the California African American Museum. My duties include raising money to fund museum programs and acquisitions. The Martin Luther King Memorial Foundation expects me to do the same. I'm a member of its fundraising dream team. The California African American Museum is the only state-funded museum in the country dedicated to black culture and art. The bad news is that the state's fiscal crisis has slashed the institution's budget. It's up to private fundraising to close the gap. 9 years ago, Congress authorized the building of a memorial for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Washington, D.C., the only memorial on the Mall not dedicated to a war or president, and the only one honoring an African American. The Memorial Foundation has raised about one-third of the money it needs to complete the project. If the monument to King doesn't get built, it will only be because black people failed to support the dream with dollars. You know, in barbershops and beauty salons all over America, we talk about how the mainstream ignores or co-opts black culture and success. But the simple truth is that our cultural destiny is often in our own hands. Black theater companies, museums, or monuments. Our cultural institutions are in our power to control, shape, and form. Our dollars will build and support them, and our patronage will sustain them and lend them character and legitimacy. Through our nourishment or neglect, they will either flourish or they will wither and die. They will be as wonderful and exciting or as lame and pathetic as we allow them to be. Yeah, times are tight for all of us. My wife and I just pencil in the making ends meet conversation for the third Sunday night of every month. But we've decided it's important to support a beautiful, thriving museum of African American art and culture. We scrape cash together to send to the Memorial Committee because we want to take our sons to the National Mall in D.C. someday and show them a monument to a great black American. And we do it because we know that if we don't, who will?
Joseph C. Phillips is an actor and a syndicated columnist.